The Bush administration continues to search for proof that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, but officials have been unable to find them. Commentator Andrea Carlisle knows what that's like.
I had some weapons of mass destruction lying around here somewhere. For some reason, I kept them for years and years, even when I wasn't sure anymore what I really wanted to do with them. To tell you the truth, I can't recall where they came from. They were old when I got them. Anyway, I put them someplace, and I said to myself at the time, I said, now remember this. This is important. Now do something mnemonic. Weapons rhymes with... Well, however I put that memory string together, it's rotted away by now. All I've come across is a container that might have held something, but it was empty. And here I am, wanting to get the spring cleaning finished and just move on. You'd think I'd have put weapons of mass destruction away very carefully, maybe in some bubble wrap at the very least, maybe in the basement or the attic, but no, I've looked. Nothing in the attic, but some undocumented reports from unreliable sources, a few grenades, some old stuffed hawks gathering dust, the usual. In the basement, I thought for sure I found a component for a nuclear device, but it turned out it was the drive for my old 8-track player. If somebody were to come looking for my WMDs, as I like to call them, I don't know what I'd say. I'd certainly put the interested party off for as long as I possibly could and signal to the kids to get out and scour the garage and rifle through that pile of junk over by the back fence. They've got to be here somewhere. I remember seeing pictures of them. Not recent pictures, of course. And I had a lot of reports on hand about them, though most of them were poor quality and hard to understand. Anyhow, that's the last evidence that the WMDs were ever here. Of course, I might have sold them at that garage sale we had a few years back. That was when I got rid of those malfunctioning Russian submachine guns and Aunt Delia's box of coleslaw recipes, plus a whole pile of rumors based on exaggeration. Funny, the things I hold on to when I get myself whipped up and scared. I'd believe almost anything and blame almost anybody to make the fear go away. I hate it when my heart gets that hard. In any event, I sold people a lot of junk that day, but I don't think the weapons were part of that sale because they would have taken up the whole front yard. And that's the mystery right there. Did they simply disappear? Did I imagine having them in the first place? I'll have to get back to you on this. It's one of those things. I'll find them. I know I will.
The comments of Andrea Carlisle, a writer in Portland, Oregon.